On 88.1, it's Maryland Morning. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. The Baltimore County Commission on Arts and Sciences is inviting people to take a leap this month in a first-ever dance festival that features performances and related events in Towson, Dundalk, Owings Mills, and elsewhere. Fronda Cohen is the director of the commission. She joins me in the studio, and one of the featured ensembles in the festival is Company E from Washington. They'll be premiering a new work by an Italian choreographer Saturday night. Paul Emerson is the artistic and executive director of Company E, and he's with us in the studio as well. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
So, Fronda, the County Commission funds all sorts of arts organizations and all sorts of art forms, including, in full disclosure, the Baltimore Choral Arts Society, which we're very grateful for. But you've decided to focus this festival, which began the beginning of the month, on dance. How come?
Well, it's interesting. There's a perception that Baltimore is not a dance town, and that nothing could be further from the truth. So one of the goals that we had was really to lift up for the public, for people to really recognize the wonderful variety of dance companies and local dance companies, as well as interested dance lovers that are here, and to bring some things together, bring sort of a critical mass. So we have 25 events over the course of a month, 15 different dance companies. And so I think that perception is history.
And Paul Emerson, your company is based in Washington, but you tour internationally, and you're going to bring some brand new work to the Gordon Center on Saturday night. Tell us about the piece that you've commissioned for the festival.
As I start, I want to just also simply say that I think what Fronda and her colleague, Randy Benish, up at the JCC and all around the county have done is really quite remarkable.
Yeah, it's the Jewish Community Center where the Gordon Center is housed, and that's where you'll be performing.
Right,
huh?
Right. And this particular effort, a month-long program of dance, is a very courageous thing. It takes a lot of will, it takes a lot of nerve, it takes a lot of savvy to make it happen. And when we were invited to be a part of it, we really wanted to kind of bring the A game that we could find. And as you say, we do a lot of work overseas. And we were right in the middle of a relationship with an Italian choreographer named Walter Mattini, who's really breaking out all over Europe. And so we approached Walter and said, this is a special festival. It's a special moment. We'd like to ask you to do something new for us that we can make the signature of a program at the Gordon Center, to really say, we're very proud to be a part of this. We think what they're doing is remarkable. And we want to give audiences a chance to see something fresh and brilliant and new.
And Fronda Cohen, the variety that you have with companies both locally and from beyond also shines a light on the different cultural traditions that are represented in dance. You've got an Irish dance company coming up in a few days. You've got Sankofa. You've got a Middle Eastern dance group. You've got an Italian choreographer whose work is represented. So did you make a conscious effort to involve different cultural dimensions as well?
We did. We wanted this to be a celebration that is for dance lovers, for dance professionals, but also has lots of entry points for people wherever that, you know, people have said, well, gee, you know, it's something I might be interested. I've been thinking about it. I'd like to take a leap. That's where we came up with the name. And so we wanted to make this very accessible for all ages and all levels of interest. And going global, looking at it from the broadest point of view, we thought was one way of doing that. There was a very interesting moment. The celebration kicked off with Deep Vision Dance Company, and they did a program of a contemporary piece reflecting ragtime dance and the changes of women at the turn of the 20th century and the roles of women. Now, that seems like a pretty lofty topic, but what I remember from that was looking at a little 5-6-year-old girl, and she was, from the moment the first movement of the first dancer, she shadowed. So when a dancer fell to the ground, she copied it.
Yeah,
when
cool.
A dancer lifted her arm, she copied it. And she did this for 15 minutes. It was the first time this had been performed publicly, so obviously she had never seen the dance before. And almost as much fun was watching her grandmother watch her.
Yeah.
And that intergenerational, that was just something that caught her, grabbed her, got her moving. You know, we talk about how we want kids to get moving, and this is just a wonderful way to introduce that. And that was part of the programming.
Well, there's stuff for dance aficionados, there's stuff for dance novices, there's stuff for kids, there's stuff for grown-ups and for their grandparents and everybody. So Fronda Cohen is the director of Baltimore County Commission on Arts and Sciences. Paul Emerson is the artistic and executive director of Company E, based in Washington, D.C. Thanks to you both. Appreciate it.
Thanks for your time.
And break a leg, as we say in the dance business. The Take a Leap Dance Festival continues this weekend with an evening of contemporary dance by Company E on Saturday night at the Gordon Center for the Performing Arts in Owings Mills. They'll do a family show based on Jungle Books on Sunday afternoon. And looking ahead for events featuring other companies, there's a family dance night celebrating African-American choreographers at the Campfield Early Learning Center in Woodlawn on Tuesday. And there are a bunch of other events that take place throughout Baltimore County until the middle of next month. Come to WIPR.org/Maryland Morning, and we'll point you to a link with a complete schedule. It's Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast. I'm Tom Hall. Stay with us.